WCSI 91 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. This morning I'm talking with the candidates for Bartholomew County Council in the at-large race on the Republican ticket in the upcoming election. My next candidate is Michael Bell. Mike, thanks for coming this morning.
Thank you very much for having me here.
So for people who don't know you, who are you and what do they need to know about you?
What do they need to know about me? So I grew up in Anderson, so I'm a lifelong Hoosier. My wife and I moved down here after graduating from Ball State in May of 1990. We've been here locally ever since then. Our kids were born and raised here. Graduated from both high schools because that's what you do in town. And they are now fully grown adults on their own, so we're empty nesters. I work at a local business, Tallman Equipment, out in Wellsboro. My wife has worked for Cummins, or works for Cummins. And we now have the opportunity to give back to the community. So I thought one of the things I could do is maybe serve publicly on the county council, and thought this would be a good fit for me based upon what my professional career credentials are. I'm a CFO, CPA, so I understand business administration, budgets, finances, accounting languages, dot in the I, crossing the T type things. And the county council, really, that's what they do. They deal with the fiscal financial side of the county government. And so I think I would be a pretty good fit for that role.
Any activities or organizations you want to mention, things people would know you from in the community? And have you ever run for office before?
I'll answer the first one, or the last one first. I am currently on the Wayne Township Advisory Board. I've been elected to that twice. So it's the smallest of entities of government, but it really gives you an idea of how government operations work on a smaller scale than on the county scale. The county's got two more zeros after all the dollar numbers than what the township does, but the township really does function very similar to what the county council does. I'm on the Wayne Township, which is down by Jonesville, this southern part of the county, and we've operated that pretty successfully along with the trustee there. She's excellent at what she does, but we've actually been able to eliminate one of the taxes there because it's sufficiently funded. So we were able to analyze and budget and minimize the tax effect there. So thought that was a good segue into running for the county council. I go to the Episcopal Church on California Street. I grew up Episcopalian up in Anderson, lifer there. I was treasurer of the church for over 30 years, and it was time to let somebody else in on the fun. I've also served on its board several times. I helped out with various volunteer activities within that church. I was a baseball coach, softball coach for my kids for combined about 15 years. So I've got to know a lot of individuals, a lot of kids, a lot of parents. And I said that my number one goal for that was to be able to have everybody come up to me after they moved on and say hi. They wanted to come back and say hi to me and hi to everybody else. It makes you feel like you've made a difference. So that's what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to give back and make a difference.
Well, with your financial background, this may be a loaded question for you.
Okay.
But when you look at the county council and their fiscal role, do you see any areas where we need spending cuts, or do we need increases in some things?
As far as cuts and increases, it's kind of hard because I've just had that 360 real generic overview at the moment. I know in the past year and a half, the council has done a lot to increase salaries of, like patrolmen and office workers personnel, and then also some of the elected individuals. And I think that's critical in that we want professional individuals running our government. We don't want somebody's brother in there or somebody's cousin that may not be qualified. It's okay if there is a cousin, but if they're qualified individuals that can run those departments professionally is what is key. And the way to attract them is by having good wage and benefits, just like in any position, whether it's public or private. So I'm applauding the council for what they have done and taking those stances and recognizing that and really coming through. Talking with the sheriff, he said, 15, 20 years ago, Bartholomew County was one of the sheriff departments in the southern part of the state. It's where people wanted to come and work because the crime rate was low and the wage and benefit was pretty high. It was above average. Well, in the past 15, 20 years, we fell below average. So now the council has increased those wage and benefits, and we're becoming a place of choice again. And the vacancies on the sheriff's department have started to decline, which is key to public safety, right? We all want to feel safe in our community. So I think the council has taken some hard looks at things and done some really good things. Is there always going to be something that we need to consider and say, is that value, are we getting the value there? Is money being well spent? We should always do that. You do that with your own home expenses. You should do that professionally.
One of the biggest changes I can recall in recent years was the creation of the public safety income tax that's funding the jail and funding public safety efforts and the Alliance for Substance Abuse Progress. And I'm assuming we'll have some role in the Mental Health Matters Initiative, mental health illness. Any thoughts on the income tax and whether you think that's a good idea or a bad idea?
To support what it's being used for, I think it was a good idea. Again, we were falling behind from a community and even on the state level, falling behind funding those local services that needed to be taken care of. I know with the extra funding, we are in much better situation by having a fully staff jail, having the right equipment in the right places, having buildings that function. Okay, that's critical. And we are going to have another issue come up here in the next year to 3-4 years with the youth center and how to make that a viable service for the community, and whether we decide to remodel that, tear it down and start over, or outsource that is something that is going to have to be evaluated. The initial pulse of that is the commissioners are responsible for that initial evaluation, and they're going to bring that to the council for consideration after that.
Any last thoughts or a message for voters? Anything you want them to know as they head to the polls?
Just come out and participate. You can either sit back and wait and let things happen to you, or you can participate and try and make things happen for you. I am all about doing things for me, for myself, for my community, for my family. If I'm going to fail at something, I'm going to fail by falling forward and trying things. I'm not going to fail because I didn't try or something happened to me.
We've been talking with Michael Bell, Republican candidate for Bartholomew County Council at Large. Thanks for listening to us here at News and Views on News Talk 1010 WCSI 91 FM. I'm John Clark. We'll be back next week with more News and Views. Hope you have a great weekend.